Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good morning to you. Welcome in on Tax Day. Don't we just love this day? This is the day by which the federal government says, you better pay up for whatever you owe us for last year. We're going to start penalizing you if you didn't pay us enough last year. So pay up.
We expected to pay a lot because we sold a property. We do not. I mean, we owe, but we do not owe nearly what we thought we would. So we were.
Wow.
This is a tax year where I'm like, all right, let's go. I feel I've never been so excited to still owe money, but it was just far less than we anticipated.
That's always a weird feeling. Like, you don't want to have to pay anything if you've worked it out well. But things happen. Purchases happen. Sales happen. That sort of thing. And then when you don't have to pay as much as you were worried about, there's relief.
Yeah. I mean, they get you on capital gains if you sell a property. Got to think about that.
Yeah. And just think, 108 years ago was the first time there was a income tax in the United States. It's only been 108 years. And we all just accepted, like, well, this is just life. But it's not. The government used to not collect income tax. And now they ding you for 28% of your income to fund other people's programs, primarily, right? We've gotten so far away from what the intention was in this country. It's just disgusting. How far can it tip? I don't know. We're already so far in debt, we can't even pay the interest on it. So welcome to Tax Day, the 15th day of April. And hopefully you've checked in with the old accountant, or you've gone to TurboTax and you've got your stuff in, or you filed for an extension, and there you have it. Go have a good stiff drink now. Hey, which you can do on Thursday night, by the way, with us over at the Clayton Winehouse.
Yeah.
Get signed up, 971talk.com. It's right there, the Spring Bourbon Fling. It's only $35. We're going to have tons of bourbon for my friends at Lore Wine and Spirits. We're going to have wine. We're going to have liquor. There'll be some appetizers. We're going to hang out, me and Kim and Carl. And hopefully Ethan is coming as well. You get to meet all the morning crew there. So we'll look forward to that.
I'm looking forward to some of the wine and the appetizers.
Yeah.
I heard there's cheese. I love cheese.
It's a great place. If you've not been to the Clayton Winehouse, it's right across from the Tropicana Bowl there in Clayton. And it's just a unique spot. It really is. They got a downstairs area with a transparent floor over top of it. You can see the bar. It's really cool. So hopefully people will show up and we'll have a good time. And that is, again, coming up Thursday night. So get your tickets now. There are still tickets available. So please do that. Coming up, we've got H. Von Spakovsky, the esteemed legal scholar from Heritage, anxious to talk to him about these charges President Trump will face as jury selection gets underway today up in New York City. And we'll get Hans' take on the whole thing. Next hour, we're going to get to a report on what's going on in Israel. Very important. We've got a situation there where we could end up in a shooting war with Iran. Maybe not, because the Biden administration's already told Israel, back off, because if you attack them, we're not backing you. Imagine telling your ally that. We'll talk to Jonathan Savage about that about 7:35. He's been covering this over in, I think he's in London this morning, covering the story. So we'll get to that for you coming up. First, though, let's get to the shortlist. Carl, please.
The Mark Cox shortlist.
My advice to the president today, for what it's worth, Mr. President, don't. Stop it. Support Israel. With respect, go to Amazon and buy a spine online.
Go get yourself a spine, President Biden, because your enemies know that you are weak and they are going to take full advantage of it.
As a citizen, I demand the border has to be closed. Our country cannot take it. No country could take it. It's not sustainable by any country.
Yeah, how about that? And, you know, the thing about there's a local poll out this morning for a local Senate district, and one of the biggest concerns by the people there is immigration, even locally. So you can imagine how this is going to play in November.
Message to Iran in this moment?
Don't.
Well, that didn't work out so well, did it? That was prior to all of the 300 missiles being and drones being aimed at Israel. His warning carried very little meaning for these folks, because they're like, you know what? We do not have anything. We don't have anything for you. We have any respect for you, so we're going to do it anyway.
But why he's still insisting on going after children, he's the biggest bully I've ever met.
Yeah, that's AG Andrew Bailey, right? This is a story Channel 4 did this weekend, Kim. I don't know if you saw it or not, but it was a victory in court, by the way, on Friday. The court told Planned Parenthood they have to release their records on children's transgender health care. And the left is losing its collective mind. Now, Andrew Bailey didn't have any comment on this. It didn't stop Channel 4 from running out and covering the story. And they did so by going to the people that are screaming the loudest, which are organizations supporting the transgender movement in America. And this is it in a nutshell. Let me get to this first bite here, Carl. Hang on just a minute. Here's the ruling from the court for the attorney general.
This week, a court sided with AG Bailey, allowing him to get documents on gender transition procedures on children. Court documents say Planned Parenthood St. Louis, quote, shall produce documents not protected by HIPAA. Page 4 specifies, quote, possible dishonesty by plaintiff in their medical and billing practices.
Imagine that Planned Parenthood might have been doing something it wasn't supposed to be doing. Like when Project Veritas discovered them telling somebody who may or may not have been the uncle of a child that he claimed needed an abortion in Missouri, that they would provide transportation across state lines to get it.
Because it's very lucrative.
Yes. So now the issue of what were they prescribing for children in this particular case that they haven't been honest about, and they don't want the public to know the answer to that, which in and of itself is not a surprise. This is one of the parents they ran out and found who runs a local organization called Trans Parent.
You're a tyrant and you have put our kids at danger.
It's a fight against Attorney General Andrew Bailey. Susan Halla is taking on for her transgender son.
As a mother of a trans child, what precedent does this set?
It sets, it's a free-for-all now.
Yeah, she said that depending on what happens this fall, she may leave the state. So, which is an interesting idea, but whether it's Will Scharf or Andrew Bailey who continues as Attorney General, I don't think either of them have a different position on the transgender issue.
Mm-hmm.
Is she talking about the presidency? Like, because the president hasn't had no impact on this issue locally. So I'm not quite sure why you wouldn't just go ahead and move now.
Did Channel 4 interview anybody who was
no.
in support of Andrew Bailey?
No.
You know, that's one of my gripes, and I know we have to get to commercial break here in a second. And I know media twists things. Trust me, having worked in media, I get it. But somebody, I always struggled as a reporter to find somebody who would speak to me on the conservative side. People were very, very willing on the left, the liberal side, but I wish that people would step up, a group of people where it's like, okay, this is our spokesperson for this topic. This is the spokesperson for this topic, and train them. Give them media training, because, man, when you're on a tight deadline like that, you need somebody who is well-spoken and who's going to be able to answer those tough questions.
Yes.
I really think that is important at this point, so that we get at least hope to get both sides on a story like that.
Yeah, the hook here was the court decision, and then the comments by Andrew Bailey previously, but no reaction to the court decision here.
Yeah.
So I would agree with that. That'd be very helpful for sure. Coming up, we'll get to Hans. He's going to be talking more about the president, that is Trump, being in court for the first time that a former president has been dragged into court for some sort of a criminal charge, and the whole thing in New York, once again, purely political. We'll get to Hans in just a couple minutes. Stay tuned.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Yeah, everything about this case is, in my view, legally absurd. You know, this case is basically a state misdemeanor that had run out on the statute of limitations.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Hans, welcome into the show on a Monday morning. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm doing a lot better than the former president this morning.
Well, I tell you what, I had to play part of that bite from Jonathan Turley. I saw him on Fox over the weekend, and he just said most of this is legally absurd. Maybe you could expand on that for me.
Well, look, the chief witness against the president is a serial perjurer, someone who actually went to federal prison for lying, and that's the chief witness. But the biggest issue with what's going on here is that they're trying to turn a misdemeanor, you know, not putting it down a business record correctly, into a felony by claiming that they were trying to conceal a second crime, and that second crime was not properly reporting a campaign expense, a federal campaign expense. And what they're talking about there is the $130,000.
Yeah.
That was paid in a settlement against this woman. I mean, I hate to even mention her name because that just gives her more publicity that she wants, who claims she had an affair with Trump. Well, the biggest problem with all of that is that that settlement payment was perfectly legitimate. Celebrities enter into what folks call hush money settlements all the time. And look, it was clearly nuisance value. If she had had a real claim, it would have been worth a lot more money. $130,000 means she agreed to go away with her claim. And I don't think it was a legitimate claim. But the most important issue is that's not a campaign expense.
Yeah.
And neither the Federal Election Commission, where I used to be a commissioner, they didn't think this was a campaign expense, that he'd improperly reported it. The U.S. Justice Department, which has criminal enforcement authority over federal campaign finance, they also didn't think this was a campaign expense. So the whole basis of Alvin Bragg's prosecution is totally bogus.
How do the attorneys here in this case get an impartial jury? Because even if you haven't heard of this specific case, we all know that Donald Trump is very polarizing. Everyone knows who Donald Trump is and has an opinion about him likely.
Well, look, I actually think if you could move this case to some other part of the country, you actually might be able to get an impartial jury. But you're not going to get that in Manhattan, and you certainly aren't going to get it with this judge,
yeah,
who has already shown his, I think, total bias in this case by, one, refusing to move the case, and two, refusing to remove himself from the case. The fact that his daughter works as a political consultant for Democratic politicians, to me, that meets the New York state standard on an appearance of you can't maintain an appearance of impartiality. He should have removed himself from the case. He should not be presiding over it.
Yeah, yeah. I just look back at the Paula Jones settlement with Bill Clinton. He paid her $850,000.
Right.
To go away. Now, I know he wasn't running for re-election at that point, but still, this pales in comparison.
Yeah, it does. And that tells you what I think most people realize is that this is a made-up claim.
Yes.
There's no evidence by this woman to support it. If she had real evidence, she would not have settled for a measly $130,000.
No, I would agree. Hans, thanks for explaining all that. We appreciate it.
Sure, thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great week. That's good. $850,000 Bill Clinton paid Paula Jones to shut up and go away. That's hush money, if you were talking about that. We're going to be back in just a minute. Well, has Travis Kelce stepped in here? Wonder what life's like on the old home front for him right now. He liked a tweet this weekend that of Sage Steele, that former ESPN reporter, meeting President Trump. He liked that tweet that she put out. And now he's being blasted on social media for daring to show any support for, apparently, Donald Trump. I don't know if he was supporting Sage Steele.
Probably.
Or Donald Trump or what she said. There's a chance he might know her. She was a sports reporter.
That's probably why he was liking it. Isn't it very clear that him and Taylor Swift are very liberal?
I don't know.
I feel like Taylor has been pretty outspoken. I can't imagine him being very conservative.
Maybe he's about to turn her around, make her see the light. I mean, it's possible.
Hey, Dr. Phil is conservative now, I would argue. So things like that can happen.
I'm just telling you, lightning could strike here. We'll see what happens. See what the Swifties think about that. Right now, let's get to business news, Carl, please. Dom Savino back with us this morning. Dom, how you been, my friend?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine. Do you have to give Nicole Murray a day off or what? What's going on up
yes,
there?
Yes, that's exactly right. At some point, we all need a day off.
Absolutely, man. So what's new? How you been?
Good. Working hard, just like the rest of us. Trying to figure out how I can finish my taxes in the next 12 or so hours, like the rest of us, apparently.
The clock is ticking. Carl has been playing tax songs all morning long here on the show. So
I saw something a little while ago that apparently there's something like half of Americans still have to file today, so it makes me feel a heck of a lot better than I did before I saw that.
You know, if you owe, you want to wait till the last minute, I would imagine.
If my husband weren't a CPA, I would be in the same boat. I would probably be in a ball freaking out because I was stressed out trying to do my taxes with like 2 hours left before the deadline.
That is a valuable skill set your husband has there, Kim.
Yes,
no,
it is.
No doubt about it. The rest of us are befuddled by all that mess, for sure. What else is going on, Dom?
Yeah, we'll start on Wall Street. Futures are higher, with the market hoping to bounce back from its worst week of the year. It saw the Dow shed nearly 2.5%, a drop fueled by renewed inflation fears. Investors have tons to monitor today, including the situation in the Middle East, as Israel considers its response to Iran's attack. Today, we're also due for another batch of bank earnings and an update on retail sales in March. Once the country's most valuable car company, Tesla, is bracing for a slowdown in sales after years of rapid growth. A new report says the electric car maker is planning to lay off more than 10% of its workforce. The cuts are expected to impact about 15,000 workers. With its quarterly earnings due next week, Tesla has already reported a decline in vehicle deliveries in the first quarter. That's its first in 4 years. Times keep getting tougher for Apple. A new report shows the company's global iPhone shipments fell nearly 10% in the first 3 months of the year. The International Data Corporation also says Apple recorded the worst decline in shipments among the top five smartphone brands in the world. One big reason why? Apple's struggles in China, where local phone makers have seen a resurgence in popularity. Weight loss drugs like Ozempic, Wegovy, and Mounjaro have been all the rage lately after data that the so-called GLP-1 drugs can help patients lose as much as 20% of their weight. But with the explosive demand comes an explosion in knockoffs. That's according to cybersecurity firm BrandShield, which says it's taken down more than 250 websites selling fake versions of the popular weight loss drugs. The company says more than 90% of the pharmacy sites it shuttered last year were selling counterfeit versions of the treatments. A Fed official says the bad vibes surrounding America's strong economy should not be discounted. The comments came from Boston Fed President Susan Collins in a weekend interview. Collins says the central bank should pay more attention to Americans' pessimism. That's as personal savings rates hit decade lows, even though the economy grew at a better than 3% clip last year. And we're all talking about it, April 15th, tax day. Companies, thankfully, are serving up some deals to try to cushion the blow as you turn your cash over. Krispy Kreme is offering what it calls a sweet tax break. Buy a box of glazed donuts, get the second for just the price of sales tax in your state. Potbelly and Arby's are both offering free sandwiches in their apps. And Dave & Buster's is offering half-off food starting today for those who join their rewards program. Not bad.
Anything you can get for free on a day when you're probably writing a check to the federal government is a good thing.
I'm a big fan of free food at any day of the week, frankly.
Sure.
It's like you put free food in a newsroom and we're like hawks. Oh, just like within 15 minutes. And even if it's like 4 days old in the refrigerator, I'm like, if there's no mold growing on it, I'm fine eating it. Give it smell test.
I'm 5 or so years out of college, and I think that's the one thing that's not left me. The insatiable desire to get food for free.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good one. Dom, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Take care.
Yep. Have a good day. Have a good day. Hey, did you say you watched some golf yesterday?
Believe it or not, yes. I went to a Masters-themed party, and I watched golf.
Wow.
I know, and I was kind of into it.
So you watched Scottie Scheffler just absolutely pull away from the crowd there near the end.
11 under par.
Three birdies in a row or something?
Well, I watched obviously the last hole where he officially won it. I mean, he was well ahead. I think the other guy had like 7 under par, and he was 11 under par, and Tiger Woods just...
Yeah.
But this is his second win, and he's like 27 years old. His wife's about to give birth. I love
Tiger
the story.
Tiger is... his physical limitations have... He's just not the golfer he was.
Mm-hmm.
He's still a damn good golfer. Don't get me wrong. When you can play that many holes on that course and still only be close to par, let alone under par, you're really good at what you do.
But he's not in his
prime.
But
he's not 19 under par like he was 20 years ago, right?
Tiger Woods, I'm sorry. You were a phenomenal golf player. You probably need to officially retire.
So do you love you some Scottie Scheffler? Did you hear the soundbite that nobody's playing this morning?
No, but I think him and his wife are adorable.
Listen
and I love
to this.
That he's a Christian.
You're going
to
love him even more after this. Listen.
Sitting around with my buddies this morning, I was a bit overwhelmed because I told him, I was like, I wish that I didn't want to win as badly as I did or as badly as I do. I think it would make the mornings easier, but I love winning. I hate losing. I really do. And when you're here in the biggest moments, when I'm sitting there with the lead on Sunday, I really, really want to win badly. And my buddies told me this morning, you know, my victory was secure on the cross. And that's a pretty special feeling. To know that I'm secure for forever, and it doesn't matter, you know, whether or not I win this tournament or if I lose this tournament, you know, my identity is secure for forever.
Yes. I had not heard that. And you know I love that.
I'll bet you the network news is not playing that.
I bet you. No, of course not.
That was on a podcast or whatever that he said that.
I knew he was a Christian.
Yeah.
And I love that we have had these outspoken Christians because we have the kicker for the Chiefs whose soundbite you were playing. I just think that is so important when you hear these really phenomenal athletes speaking truth in that way.
Yep. And they can't ban him when you're playing golf like that. They can't kick you out of the sport, right? Like Tim Tebow he kind of broke ground for that a long time ago, for sure. Coming up, we'll get to In Other News with Ethan. The next hour, we are going to check in with the what's going on over in Israel this morning, whether or not they're going to fight back. We got Jonathan Savage from Fox News. He's overseas. We're going to check in with him at about 7:35. We'll be right back.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
So as Mark and Kim just mentioned, Scottie Scheffler did win his second of his, second in 3 years, the Green Jacket on Sunday, shooting a 68 to finish 11 under. And if you want to know who won last place, that was one Mr. Tiger Woods. He did come in last. He shot his worst round in his life at the Masters on Saturday, but he did come back on Sunday with a 5-over for a 77 to shoot dead last, 16 over par. 60th
wow.
place.
He finished 16 over?
Yeah, 16th over. 16 over, yes. There was another big story that came out of the Masters, though. That was Vern Lundquist's last broadcast of the Masters. That was his final call. He is retiring at age 83.
Mm. Wow.
The funny thing is, though, we look at, like, 16 over par, and we're like, oh, 16 over par. I'm like, I would be at 590 over par. Like, it would be if I tried.
If I ever shot in the 80s at golf, I would just retire right then. I'd never pick another club up. I'd be so happy. And he had the worst round of golf in his life. Holy cow.
Went home and cried into his millions and millions of dollars.
I'm sure he did.
The dystopian action picture Civil War took the first place over the box office weekend. It debuted at $25.7 million, and it's the biggest R-rated start of the year so far. So, the first R-rated
Tell
movie.
Us, Carl.
I didn't like it.
Really? Why not?
It's an attack on
both. The guy who did it, Alex Garland, he's British, so he doesn't know anything about American politics or anything like that. So he has Florida, California, and Texas banding together to attack the rest of the country.
California.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
That Florida is going to partner with California?
But that's beyond the point. It's just the movie for the first hour and 20 minutes is just, it doesn't make any sense. The last 25 minutes, the assault on the White House is shot well, and the sound is amazing because I saw it in IMAX, but you have to get to the first hour and 20 minutes before you get to the good part.
I think I'll probably skip that.
I don't think you would care for it.
No, it sounds pretty woke to me.
It looks like Godzilla and King Kong came in second. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire took third. Kung Fu Panda and Dune Part 2 rounded out the
top five. There's another Ghostbusters movie?
Yeah.
How did I miss that?
I didn't know any of that.
I wouldn't say you missed it.
I will miss it.
I have not seen it. They screened it and I had a hockey game.
No, thank you.
It looks like a group of quote-unquote professional squatters have taken over a London pub owned by celebrity chef Gordon Ramsay and are brazenly threatening legal action against anyone who tries to kick them out.
Ugh.
At least six freeloaders broke into Ramsay's York and Albany Hotel and Gastro Pub, which is for sale for $16.1 million. They boarded up the windows, locked the doors with kitchen utensils, and glued the locks. The invaders say they have a right to be there since it is not a residential building.
I am so tired of squatters and them saying, we have rights to be here. No, you absolutely don't. You
don't
own the place.
Well, they do in some places, unfortunately, because idiot legislators have given them those rights.
Yeah, but the thought of that is, like, so cringeworthy. Like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Sue, as a realtor, have you ever gone into a home and there were squatters there?
No, but, I realize that happens. But mostly with listings, you know, they will have just shot pictures and they've got it officially set up. And if it hasn't sat on the market for a while, then that's generally not going to happen.
Good. I hope that never happens to you.
I was like,
me too.
How freaky would that be if you just open up the door and there's just random people sitting
there? That would not be great.
Walking.
I have to tell you. That would not. I have to bring out my pepper spray, I think.
Dom mentioned a couple things that they're doing for tax day as far as food. Grubhub is looking for or helping customers survive tax season by offering a $15 discount on delivery orders worth $25 or more. You just got to use the code TAXBREAK. And TGI Fridays is offering a new limited cocktail and a BOGO entree offering. The new drink's called the Tax Break. It features tequila, citrus, agave, strawberry, and passion fruit, and it's got a sidecar of Hennessy.
Is that $15 off their, $60 delivery fee for Grubhub?
It helps, doesn't it? It helps.
It helps. All right. Thank you. Appreciate that, Ethan. Yep. Coming up, we're gonna get you an update on what's going on in Israel this morning at about 7:35. A little later, we'll check in with Tom Ackerman. We'll be right back.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.